our region, the MTA region, is paying already and has been for quite some time a very regressive MTA payroll tax. So we are being penalized in what I believe is a very unfair way, where businesses here that are really struggling are having to subsidize the MTA. And I think that in addition to that, not allowing them to have access to this 0% tax rate is really just not a way to grow businesses in the Hudson Valley. We want the entire state to flourish. We want the Hudson Valley to be a part of that. We certainly don't want to discourage people from living here and moving to other parts of the state. The Hudson Valley is a great place to live and run a business, and we want to keep people here and make it affordable to do so.
What counties would be included in that MTA region? The governor's budget address will come next week. A lot of the details will likely come out then, how he plans to pay for a lot of this. There were a lot of ambitious programs outlined in his State of the State. Are you concerned that it can be all paid for?
Well, always when these presentations are first made, they are just ideas that the governor's throwing out. And the job of the Senate and the Assembly is to examine those ideas, combine them with our own ideas, and begin to formulate what we believe is the best course for New York State to take this session. The governor is also going to be presenting his budget this coming Tuesday, which will offer up his proposal on how to pay for his ideas. But again, that has to be combined with many good ideas that the Senate and the Assembly have. And over the next month or so, we'll be working together to formulate a plan that's affordable to our hardworking families and our senior citizens, and making it more affordable to live here by cutting taxes.
Other than the 0% corporate tax in the MTA region, what would you like to hear from the governor that you did not hear in the State of the State?
Well, I want to hear and see more action on reducing property taxes, which are the key component to making it so extremely hard to afford to live here and to run a business here. I do believe the governor has stepped in the right direction, and he has mentioned it, but we want to follow through with some action there. It's absolutely essential that we do everything we can to reduce the cost of living, reduce the cost of business. It's where my focus has been and where it's going to be. Also, I want to see us invest more in New Yorkers to create jobs in New York. I have a bill called Hire New York, which does exactly that. We need to make sure that our small businesses, our entrepreneurs, our micro businesses have access to the working capital they need to hire local employees. And Hire New York would give them a no-interest loan opportunity. It would give them a leg up. It would help keep ideas here in New York, and it would invest in New Yorkers to create jobs in New York.
The governor also called for a tax rebate for taxpayers in the areas, in the localities that stay within his 2% property tax cap. Do you agree with that idea?
Well, anytime we can help our hardworking families and our businesses with money that they desperately need to pay their high, overly high property taxes, I'm certainly going to want to see us move in that direction. I have concerns about the tax freeze in terms of its long-term effects. I'm not yet convinced that it is the way, the only way we can go about really bringing relief. I want to see our taxes go down. I don't want to simply freeze our taxes at the highest rate that they are at right now. And until we're seriously reducing the taxes, actually making them go down, we're not really dealing with the problem. So a tax freeze may be a temporary band-aid we need to explore, but I'm not for temporary band-aids. I'm for reducing taxes, reducing the cost of living, and making our taxes go down substantially.
The state comptroller came out with a report today that said 87 school districts in New York State are under what he calls fiscal stress, some worse than others. Do you think this tax cap may be draining schools of the resources they need and leading to this fiscal stress?
Well, I certainly think it's been problematic. Our schools are our most valuable asset. Here in the city of Poughkeepsie, one of my largest school districts, they are really suffering from living in an area where property taxes are not able to fund it in a way that makes it equitable. You know, what's happening is that our school system is being funded on the back of property owners. And because of the assessed value of their property, our senior citizens, our working families, our businesses are having real difficulty being able to afford to live here. And we've really got to change the way we fund education if we're going to reduce property taxes substantially. And that's what I'd like to see us doing more of.
The governor, I believe, made no mention of hydraulic fracturing in his State of the State. Were you surprised by that? And what do you think of the issue? It just seems to keep going on and on and on without a resolution.
Well, I think the governor has begun to understand that there are severe risk and long-term effects by using our most precious resource, which is water, to access this natural gas. I've always said that accessing the natural gas is something I'm certainly willing to explore, but using our most precious resource, water, to do it is just unacceptable. Also, we want to make sure that we're banning all of our counties and in the entire state from using hydraulic fluids, which are toxic, as de-icers on our roads and highways, which would pollute our farmland, the yards that our children play in. And again, doing anything that would tampers with our valuable resource, which is water, is just unacceptable.